Hi, everyone. Welcome to another podcast from Recovery Recap. My name is McCray. I'm a woman in long-term recovery. This is a show about recovery from addiction and trauma. We are people in long-term recovery. We all have different spiritual and recovery program paths. In this show, we explore the many different paths towards recovery on an individual and group basis. So today I have my good friend Sharon W., and she actually did my first podcast with me when I was in college on consciousness and recovery. Today we're going to talk about her recovery. We're going to talk about her business, her tarot business, and her coaching business. So Sharon, why don't you introduce yourself, give your clean date, and then let's start with your tarot business.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here, McCray. My name is Sharon. I'm a person in long-term recovery. And what that looks like is I haven't used drugs or alcohol since December 28th, 2018. I own and operate a tarot and oracle business. And I also started a coaching business this year. So that's been really challenging in some very beautiful ways. And I just wanted to say thank you for having me be here. You know, when I was struggling at my lowest point, I was reaching out through the ether to try to find a podcast that, you know, because I couldn't make it to a meeting. So I'm just really happy to be here today in hopes that I could help somebody who's struggling through the same area that I was, because I really could have benefited from a podcast like yours. So yeah, thank you so much for having me be a guest.
So let's talk about your tarot business, and then we'll talk about your coaching business. How long have you been doing tarot?
So I've been doing tarot since I was little, and I have just a really funny story that I want to share from my like very first experiences with the cards. So my mom was a reader, and her friends would exchange massages for readings and stuff like that. And so when I was little, I got to see her, you know, doing them, and her friends getting together. And I remember asking her friend, her name was Babs, and she was a biker, you know, and she had all these really cool tattoos. And I just was like, oh my God, you know, I looked up to her, and I think yeah. I was about 7 years old, and, you know, she would watch me sometimes and be doing the cards. And I asked her, I was like, oh, well, you know, I want a card. And I don't remember what card it was, but she pulled a card for me. And I was like, what does that mean? And she said, this card means that men just want to keep you barefoot and pregnant, so you should avoid them. And so my first experience with the cards, I think I was like 7 or 8, you know, I was like, I don't want to be either of those things. So I kind of, you know, avoided them after that. And then too, you know, what would happen in my house was my dad was very religious, and my mom was into the cards and aliens and stuff. And so anyways, my mom pulled the death card a few times in a row, and she had like, you know, so after my parents are going through this split, you know, they split up, and she keeps pulling the death card. Her mom died, and then like two of the guys after that she was talking to died. And my dad was like, you know, that's what happens when you mess with spirits, and, you know, like, and are you're invoking the devil and all these things. And as I look back at that now, I just, you know, when I pull cards, I don't think any of them are, you know, invoking anything. It's just a mirror to your psyche. So as I look back at that now, I think that was spirit warning my mom, you know, and as I read the cards, it's more for personal development. So if I pull the death card, I know it's just an ending. It's just an ending to something. And with that, it's going to be a new beginning. So that was my first experiences with cards. And then, you know, back in 2017, it was actually when we were neighbors. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm going to get back into that, you know? And, it was really interesting because the apartment that I had back then like flooded and the cards that I had been using got water damage. And I've noticed this throughout like my entire like tarot career is that every time a deck is expired, it somehow gets water on it and gets ruined. But yeah, so anyways, when I started my business, it was like, I didn't really believe in myself for a very long time. I had a lot of disempowering situations in my life. And, especially with my addiction, like I just, you know, was willing to accept less than I was worth on like, you know, how I showed up in the world and stuff like that. So when the lockdown started, I got a tarot reading from somebody and they said, they're like, well, you do cards. Why don't you just do that professionally? And, you know, it really helped inspire me to then create a business, which was pretty instantly successful because there was literally nothing else going on. Right. So in my birth chart, there exists a lot of eighth house placements, which say when the world is in a state of chaos and disorder, I'm going to do really well. So I don't want to say I got lucky because I did work very hard to, you know, create my tarot reading business online. And then now as the world started to open back up, I do in person. And so, you know, back then you came to it, the office that I had downtown, I was just renting a space to do tarot and Reiki out of, and the lockdown started, but that was before the protest. So when the protest started, I just was like, okay, like I want to move, you know, and get out of here. And so now I just do tarot readings out of my house. And then also I go do them in person. So I am at like markets and different events, you know, different people will call me and say, hey, do you want to come read tarot at my event? And so that's been working really well for me.
Yeah, I remember coming to your downtown office to get a reading. And what would you say that people, when they come get a reading from you, is it something spiritual? Should they be asking questions? What would you come, you know, when I came to get a reading, it was about a decision. I'll often have tarot readings to make a decision in life because it helps me guide which way to go because of my, you know, my addiction, maybe I have trouble trusting myself. So they're really helpful in that way. What would you say people should come to you for when they get a reading?
So when people get a reading, it's very helpful to ask what I'm going to learn from the situation. And this is something that I remember picking up when I was very little. My mom had all these like meditation CDs, and one of them was to travel to your spirit guides. Now that's what I'm literally doing. I'm talking, my spirit guides are talking to your spirit guides in the reading through me, and I'm just channeling. So when you ask your spirit guides anything, whether it's a tarot or if you're just, you know, like working with a medium or a psychic or a channel or anything like that, ask, what will I learn from this situation? Because if you say, should I marry this person? And your spirit guides know that you need to learn a lot of lessons through heartache and pain. They're going to say, yeah, go ahead, marry this person. Then you're going to experience all this heartache and pain. But if you ask, what am I going to learn? And you hear heartache and pain, are you still going to make that decision? I'm not going to make that decision because I was like, you know what? I've had enough heartache and pain in my life. I want to learn through miracles, blessings, and abundance, you know? So that's what people should be prepared for. Or, you know, like if you're just at a place in your life where you're just feeling stuck or like something's incomplete, you know, just say that. It doesn't have to be so, you know, like for me, I like high powered readings. I like make a difference readings. But it can be gentle, like, you know, it doesn't have to have like such a strong objective, but I find that those are the most helpful is to come with, what am I going to learn? And then to like, it's really just a mirror to your psyche. So when, you know, somebody came up to me at a recovery event, that you just hosted, and they're like, oh yeah, you're that Facebook fortune teller. And I thought it was so funny and so cute. You know, I was like, yeah, I kind of like that title, Facebook fortune teller. but anyways, I don't like tell the future. That's not my role. What I'm doing is taking a tool, you know, the cards, and all of they hold a lot of wisdom, and I'm able to get into the mirror of your psyche and show you some, you know, like a different perspective on your problems so that you can move through them. You know, that's really how I use the cards, is like, what's going on in your life, and you know, where are the blind spots?
Yeah. How have your cards helped you in your recovery?
Hugely. So, I mean, not just in that I was able to use them to provide for myself in a meaningful way. When I have a decision, and I mean, cause I intuitively feel when something's off, you know, I'm not the most gifted psychic on the planet. I'm not the clearest channel, but like, I know when my internal, alert systems are going off. And so with that, I can ask the cards, like, what am I going to learn from this? Or like, why is this person in my field? Like when it comes to guys. Okay. So
that's a good one for tarot reading.
Yes, it is. It is. And here's why. So I can say, what is the purpose of this person in my life right now? And some of the cards, like the stuff that comes up, I'm like, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot stick. No, thank you. Because there's more graceful ways to balance stuff, you know? So if let's say for instance, I do a reading, I did an Oracle. I had just gotten these Oracle cards, when I was in Sedona in April. And I was like, oh, I'm going to figure out why this person is talking to me, or, you know, what's the purpose of this, person, you know? And it's like the cards that came up where it was like to balance a curse. And I was like, oh, no, thanks. Like I don't, not that I don't believe in earth magic. Earth magic is very real. I would rather stay in the light and call on my source and call on my creator for things. And that's really where I struggle, is having that balance between having faith and then creating, right? And I think magic is somewhere in the middle. And so that's like a current lesson that I'm going through, you know, and the cards have been really helpful in that, because it's like, where do I draw my boundaries? Like, what is okay and what isn't okay?
Yeah. Yeah. If we definitely, when I'm on a date with a guy, I'll ask their sign and questions about them, and then do a reading and read Linda Goodman's love signs, to get a real understanding of who I'm dealing with. Anyway, let's stop for a second and tell everybody where they can get a hold of you for tarot readings, and then we'll talk about your coaching business.
Yeah. So I am over on Instagram as Cosmic Twin Coach, and that's a good way to get a hold of me. Also through Facebook, just sharing what over there, and then I'll have the link available if anybody wants to schedule a tarot reading. And then I also do coaching, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. So just Cosmic Twin Coach on Instagram. And, I have a link tree over there. So I host events here in Portland, and that's a really good way to get to know me. Right. And I also post on my Instagram about like different places that I'm going to be. So this month, you know, like I have a few markets I'm going to be at, and those are a really fun place to get a reading, you know, because of the energy of an event is super fun. So
yeah. What's the next market you're going to be at?
I'm going to be at Moon Markets this weekend. I'm also hosting a shadow self-love circle, which I'm really excited about, because it's just, you did the healing, when you came to my house, where we write the I love you letter to yourself. And then, we're going to create bath bombs again. So it's going to be just like that. And yeah, if anybody wants to get to know me, that's a really good way. Just come to one of my events. And then, yeah, if you want to book a tarot session, I have a scheduling link that I share with people. And I think, yeah, on my Instagram, it's like, you can just go directly to my Instagram and book a session. Yeah.
Okay. So, I did do a coaching session with Sharon for about an hour one time. It was, to get rid of limiting beliefs. It was meditation for an hour. I will tell you that I felt really relaxed for months and months later, which is hard. I'm always at the gym, go, 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 go. And Sharon's coaching was really good for me to get in the present and relax and meditate. Now I'm meditating up to an hour with no problems, and actually look forward to meditating. So tell us about your coaching business.
Yeah. So with the tarot readings, what happened a lot of the time, not all of the time, but women would come to me and there would be something blocking them. And what would come up in the readings was that there's just a limiting belief or a limiting decision that you're making about yourself. So I created my coaching business so that I could help women overcome these limiting decisions, limiting beliefs, and disempowerment. And like you were talking about your session, I think we did a parts integration. And so there's like a part of us that really thinks, you know, we can achieve great things. Like we can run our own businesses. Like we can sit, you know, comfortably in our own power. And then part of us, the part that's been, you know, disempowered or had these situations that, you know, really affected our self-worth and things like that. Like we just have to integrate those parts. And so that's what we did. And, you know, like the relief and integration that you feel when you're not in, you know, resistance of yourself is really great. And so, so yeah, my coaching business, I specialize in helping women overcome these limiting beliefs about themselves. And it's really powerful yet gentle. And, I think we have these lessons that we need to learn in life. So we'll keep recreating the same situations with similar people, but not the same people, you know, and then it'll just consistently come up in our life until we get the lessons. And so what I help people do is, recognize and release that so they can level up in life and in whatever area they want. You know, really reclaim the truth of who they are so they can sit comfortably and authentically in their own power. Because I think it's not that we want too much. It's that we don't think that it's possible for us. You know, that's just my belief, is that I don't think, you know, and I know this is true from my recovery story and from doing tarot. It's just, it's not that we want too much. It's just, we have to be able to believe that it's possible. And so really that's what I'm helping women rediscover, is the possibility of that. And then taking the action steps to really create that, you know, because it's like, oh, I get the belief, and I get over the problem. And then now I have the actual tools to create systems in my life and strategy in my life to get me to where I want to go. And then too, one thing that I've noticed is women who are very accomplished and they just don't feel like it. So they've made great strides in their career and they just don't actually feel like it. It doesn't feel like it's theirs. And so really I'm able to help them, you know, just in a really supportive way with guidance and accountability too. I think that's the biggest, most like impactful thing you can do as a coach, is just create accountability.
Right. So when someone comes to you for coaching, what does that involve? Like, what is the first thing and the second thing you do?
So yeah, if somebody comes to me for coaching, like I have individual sessions that are, you know, intervention tools, and that helps create, like you were saying, this like kind of relief where you're able to actually sit with yourself. And so those are really powerful as an intervention tool. And then past that, I have a breakthrough process that I call the timeline shift that actually puts you onto a new timeline where you're able to totally clear the weight of the past and then create, like I was saying, like these new systems. And so that's a 6 to 8 week process. And then for people who just really want accountability, I do a coaching contract that's like 6 months. And so it's less about I need a breakthrough and more about like, I just need accountability. And so what I really enjoy helping women with on the coaching contract is marketing. And it just like, that's what I really enjoy. So like, if you're, if you work for yourself or if you want to work for yourself, like I have, you know, business strategy and marketing and stuff like that. And that's really, I feel like my mode of genius is like, I can definitely take people through these sessions like you had. And then on top of that, that's like the added bonus of working with me is I just really thoroughly enjoy goal planning and getting results. And I think that's what really separates me is I'm able to use my intuitive gifts to really look at exactly what it is that's holding you back and then create action steps that is going to help you get to exactly where you want to go. I love brainstorming and stuff like that. So,
yeah, you're definitely, I've known you almost 5 years and you are definitely a woman that uplifts other women and you know who you are and you're unapologetic. And I think that's what I get out of your coaching is that I've been able to become more of who I am and stronger, like your goddess is really strong. What you have coaches too, that you work with, right? What is that like? And
yeah, so I just want to speak to the like empowering other women real quick, because I just feel like it's so important. Like we need each other as sisters. And I hosted this workshop a while back about, you know, like the sisterhood wound. So I did my research and I was like, you know, why, you know, because I, before I got into recovery, I didn't trust other women and I thought they were out to get me. Like, where does that come from? It comes from, you know, colonialism. So sisters are pitted against each other to get our needs met. And then capitalism, where we're all out for ourselves. And there, that like that tribe just rips apart. And that sisterhood wound is just so deep and like, you know, just generational and stuff. And as I see what's happening right now is we're coming back together, we're lifting each other up. And so like, if I can empower somebody to believe in themselves, like that, yeah, that's going to bring me a lot of joy.
Yeah. I just wanted to interrupt. Yeah. I love that you, tie that back to capitalism and colonialism. And I know, KBOO listeners would love to hear you say that, because that's the root of a lot of our problems, right? That we're all competing in a capitalist system to have the most. And I think what I heard you saying earlier too, is that a lot of us women do get to where we want in life, but we're taught to go, we need more, 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 and we need to do more, more, more. And that's just how we're raised, instead of being present and really loving ourselves where we're at. And, but yeah, how are you with you? So you do coaching with other people as well.
Yeah. So my coaches, are out of Avalon Empowerment. They're out of Canada. And so I work with a group of three, which is, and I'm in a group coaching program. So I got my NLP certification, which is like the bulk of what I do is neuro-linguistic programming. So I'm able to help people go in and say like, this is how I process information. So I figure out how people process information and then I help them build a new strategy to do that. And that's kind of, what I was speaking to earlier. So I did my NLP certification and then my quantum time release certification. And then I enrolled in a year-long program with them that was like super expensive. And I believed in it so much, you know, because the things that I'm learning, because I did that back in January, the things that I'm learning are helping me so much, like being a trauma sensitive coach. A lot of coaches can accidentally re-traumatize people. You know, and the process that I take people through is always content free. We don't have to experience trauma again. We just need to get the lessons, you know, and then you can release from that. And then, so yeah, like I have three experts that have like a a combined level of experience that I can go to with everything. Because the next couple of sessions that I'm going to be able to offer are the quantum change process, which is more is less coaching and is more a quantum healing that uses muscle memory. And I've gotten a quantum change process, and it was just, it's very interesting how our body stores all the information from our life. Every thought that anybody has ever had about us is stored in our body, good and bad. And for people in recovery, I feel like we are more sensitive. And so for a long time, I went into Laughing Planet, like, this is a couple months ago, and I instantly just felt so much anxiety. And I was just like, oh, that's weird. So I got out of the line and I went and sat down, and I was like, okay, I'm feeling very anxious. I did my sphere, it's gold. And then I do a rainbow overlay that has like, it kind of looks like a bubble, like with that kind of, the color gradient. And then I snap and I make it a mirror. And when I do that, it releases other people's information and energy. Cause then I think, I didn't leave my house feeling anxious. So what is this? And it's just that we're tapping into, we all have the ability to tap into other people's energy and feel it.
Yeah. It's a lot about energy. So where can people get a hold of you for your coaching business? Probably the same place as your tarot, but let's tell them again.
Yeah. So the deal with coaching is I really have to know somebody. I have to be in good rapport. I only work with women. So they can reach me through Instagram, and there is a consultation link that I'm going to give to you, because I really only give out my consultation link to people who I do want to work with. And so if somebody's gotten a tarot reading for me, and if they've come to one of my events, like that's a really good way for me to get to know them too, and make sure that I can actually help them. And spirit has me ask these three questions. Can I help this person? Should I help this person? And like, should is meaning like energetically, is it a good fit for me? And then the third question is, will it create any karma? And so with some people, because of the work that they do, me working with them would create karma. So that's why for my coaching, I have a scheduling link that I don't really have a lot of people have, but it gets into the right hands. So I'll share that with you. And then if anybody wants that and wants to get to know me on a deeper level, they can reach out through Instagram. You can also contact me through Facebook. And then my email address, if you just want to send me an email, is SharonWoodCoaching@gmail.com. And that's pretty simple to remember, I think.
Yeah. And those are really good. I love those boundaries of working, with people that I think we need to be connected with the people that we work with for sure. So let's talk about, this is Recovery Recap. So I always like to tie it back to recovery. And I know that you recovered and then started this business, and you started working with people like me in recovery and a lot of people in recovery. What is your recovery story?
Yeah. So thank you. My recovery story. I'm going to try really hard not to get into like what it was like too much, because it's not, I don't think, super helpful. Basically, like I was not taught how to process emotions. Like my parents were violent with each other, and there was lots of anger being expressed onto me, and that's kind of what I was exposed to. And I went to live with relatives when I was young, so I had this feeling of kind of abandonment from my parents. And I don't ever give my trauma credit for creating my gifts. That's like not something I'm doing, because I used to do that. I used to think, oh, I had all this trauma, so now I'm this talented or, psychic person. But the reality of the situation is that we are born like this, and it's not from our trauma. And with that, I experienced all of the trauma. When I, growing up, I just was into also like I just always had an affinity for, like, you know, dangerous situations, like playing with fire as a little girl. And then, you know, my sister, I think, gave me my first hit of weed when I was 6. Cause it was like, maybe it was like I was 7 or 8 actually. And what happened was my parents weren't around and my sister was like, "Mom and Dad forgot your birthday." And I was like, "No, they didn't forget my birthday. They're just working." But, you know, my parents would be gone for long periods of time. And so I think all I knew was that I got to hit the bong. And I thought that that was really great because my sister never let me into her room. And on that particular day, she not only let me into her room, but I also got to hit the bong. And so I know, like, my brain is wired to, you know, it lights up when I do drugs or when I did drugs, because drugs hijack the acceptance and belonging neural pathways in your brain. Drugs make us feel accepted. They make us feel like we belong. And that's why you'll hear a lot of people talk about, "Oh, you know, my first hit was like heaven," because I had gone through like so many experiences where I didn't feel like I belonged. And yeah, and they were just hard. And so when I started using, you know, it was just like, "Oh, wow, that feels good." And so that strategy actually is pretty effective for a while, you know, at the very beginning. And that's, I think, something that's very common with addicts is like, "Oh, when I first started doing drugs, you know, it worked." But yeah, so a little bit more about my story. Like, I ran away from home 2 weeks into 17. I came up here to Oregon and lived with my sister, and I ran away from Dallas, where I had been living with my grandma. And so when I got up here, I didn't really have a safety network at all. Like, I didn't really have, you know, friends and family. And so my boyfriend at the time was smoking opium. And so I didn't really associate that with, you know, anything too bad. Like, my friends in Texas were doing, you know, were doing some pretty hard drugs, and I didn't really think the two were similar. But so I started doing opium, and then I started doing heroin, and this was like, I graduated from high school and I'm in college. And so for my, for that part of my life, I was using the whole time. I was a straight A student. I was on the honor roll. I was on the president's list. I was in the honor society. I got scholarships all while, you know, using, because at first it negates all pain. So I didn't have to worry about the fact that, you know, I was, you know, really struggling emotionally. And so I made the goal. I was like, as soon as I graduate, I'm going to get clean and I'm going to go to detox. And I told the people in my life, "Hey, I'm using, you know," and so that happens. I go to detox, but I didn't go to rehab, which was, you know, I wish I would have gone to rehab back then, but I didn't really understand how the system worked. And then my 20s sees me just being like very addicted to painkillers. And I think Percocet is just such a terrible drug that is so addictive, that kills so many people and just ruins lives, you know. And I'm now that I'm a healer, I know that there's alternative ways to treat your pain. And so, you know, I struggled on and off pain pills for a long time. And then I would doctor shop and stuff like that. And then I was also doing, you know, Adderall and Xanax, and just really, I just was trying so hard to numb myself because I didn't want to be here because it was just too rough. And so then, you know, like all stories, it starts to do a downward spiral, and I get, I started, like, I was shooting up pain pills, but then I also started doing that with, you know, with heroin after a certain point. And that was ultimately what always takes me out, is just, you know, doing that because it's so dirty. I got a heart infection and I ended up in the hospital for 60 days. And, they had me in a medically induced coma for like 4 or 5 days. And they told my family I wasn't going to make it. And so I did make it. And my partner at the time was just so supportive. And, you know, I got out of the hospital. I got a little bit of clean time and I just kind of started to slip off, you know. And then, cause I still didn't have really deep and meaningful relationships. Like, I didn't really know how to connect with people. Like, I kind of was connecting. I was starting to just a little bit. I wasn't working a program at all. Like I had a sponsor, but I wasn't really working a program. I had no idea what rigorous honesty meant or looked like. I didn't definitely wasn't practicing it, you know, and I ended up back in the hospital. This time it was way worse. You know, my partner came and was supportive, but at that time we weren't dating anymore. And it was just like, I hit this breaking point where I was just like, I never want to do this again. And I never want to have my family worry about if I'm going to make it or not. And I definitely don't want to have to get a heart surgery, because that's really what I was up against, is like, okay, well, now you have to be clean because you need a heart surgery. And so I just really applied myself, and I had the intuitive information sent to me from spirit that said, you don't need a heart surgery. You can heal yourself. You don't need to do that. And that's what started my healing journey. And a few things have happened since then, you know, like my sponsor came up to the hospital and helped me get off my painkillers there. Then I went into a 90-day facility. And like the last time I had only gone into like a 20-day facility. So it wasn't as beneficial. And I just started making relationships with people and going to meetings where I really resonated with people. I started working steps, and the freedom that I have found in doing step work is just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I just have turned my life completely all the way around. And I'm just so thankful for that. And that's really what has helped me with my coaching business, is because I just see like, look at this level of the system, right? Like you're using and all these things, like all this oppression and suffering. And then it's like, oh, how do I work my way out of that? Oh, it's just me. The only person standing in my way is just me. And as soon as I get out of my own way, I'm able to actually accomplish some really great things. And so that's really where I found the courage, because it wasn't confidence, it was courage. And there's a big difference there. You know, that's where I found the courage to start my tarot business and my coaching business, so that I could help other people. Because that's what we learn in the program, right? Is we come into a room and they don't want anything from us. They just want to give back. And so I just surrendered and took suggestions and came into these rooms, and people helped me. And then I was able to, now I'm able to give back. I'm able to share my experience, strength, and hope. And so that's really where I find my gifts and talents to be, is like, you know, when you make it, you know, I was at this retreat and I was crossing this river where when we had come in, the girl had tripped on one of the rocks. They were really slippery. And we go in, and it's like a backpacking trip. We spend a couple days there. And on the way out, I had a walking stick, and I reached back and I like kind of just handed it to her, and it just kind of gracefully fell into her hands. And in that moment, you know, I was just like, oh yeah, I remember the last time we were walking through here and the rocks are really slippery. So here's something to help you cross the river. And so really that's how I think of coaching, is like, hey, I know what I've experienced in life, just disempowerment, and just, you know, not believing in myself. And I'm able to say, hey, here's this, you know, metaphorical walking stick so that you can cross. And I'm here for you. I'm a supportive female, and I just want to see you succeed.
So you're doing a lot of 12-step work.
I do so much self work, not with my clients, but right now I'm reading Stage 2 Recovery by Ernie Larson. And it talks about how, like, you know, the first, you know, the 12 steps are really good to create this like foundation and get us off of drugs. And then past that, now we get to have deep and meaningful relationships with other people. And that's really, it asks you like, what's your definition of recovery? My definition of recovery is connection. It's connection to myself, connection to source, and connection to other people, because really those are the best things that we're going to get out of this life. There isn't anything better on this planet for us besides those three things. And so that's my definition of recovery, because in my addiction, I was totally isolated. I was totally obsessed with myself, and I was very manipulative. You know, I was just pulling strings to make sure that my needs got met. And all that mattered was me being high. And so stepping away from that today, I get to have a connection to source. I get to experience what divine light looks like in my life. I get to experience my own true essence, which is very special. Connecting with my heart feels so good. And then being able to share that with other people. Yeah, that's my definition of recovery.
So my last question would be, did you, in my own recovery, I'm way more than I ever thought I would be. You know, when you were sharing about how in the beginning we use drugs and they do work for us. I was voted like the best manager of this corporation in 50 years because I'm on, methamphetamine. And so they did work for us in the beginning, but who I am now is much more than I thought I would become when I was 17 before drugs. Like my experience has enabled me to be even more than I ever thought I would be. Was coaching something that you always wanted to do, or did recovery steer you towards coaching?
So recovery really steered me towards that. Like I was happy being a preschool teacher and then happy just being like a dog mom. You know, my partner of 7 years, we lived together, and I was a homemaker and a crafter. I mean, I started a few businesses within that time because that's just like the nature of who I am. But I didn't really think like I didn't have like these big ideas like I have now. But what happened with tarot is I just prayed for spirit to bring me the technology to actually help people get through limiting beliefs. And that's where coaching came from. And it was a total spirit thing. And I never thought I'd be like, I didn't actually know the world of coaching. I mean, I had like maybe had one friend had a life coach at one point, but that was like so long ago that it's hard to even remember. So yeah, like the gifts of recovery are living a life like beyond my wildest dreams, because, you know, like I never would have thought that I would have been the kind of person that would be giving people guidance and support and holding them accountable. I didn't ever think that I would be that person. It never dawned on me that anybody would, you know, need that from me.
Well, Sharon, we're going to, you're a wonderful coach. I've done coaching and tarot reading with you, and you've helped me out tremendously. I highly recommend that all my listeners, if you want a reading or coaching, she's the one. And I thank you for being on this journey with me and for coming on the podcast. You want to give our listeners one last shout out of how they can get a hold of you for either tarot, what's your LinkedIn and your Instagram and email.
Yeah. Just a final thought, like anybody out there who's listening, like I just truly believe that everybody matters, you know, like you have value, your life matters. No one's standing in your own way except for you. And I'd love to help anybody move through that, in whatever modality it is, whether it is through a tarot reading, which brings a level of awareness, or a coaching session, which can offer you some instant relief, or through a process where we break through and we put you on a new timeline, or something, you know, more consistent if you're just looking for accountability. So you can reach me on Instagram. It's Cosmic Twin Coach. I have a booking button where you can book tarot readings. And then if you are listening on McCurry's podcast through KBOO, she'll put it in the show notes if you want to schedule a consultation with me for coaching. And really the conversation on that is just kind of figuring out where you're at in life and how you think I can help you, and deciding if we're a good fit for each other.
Well, thank you, Sharon. And I just wanted to let my listeners know that we are going to be doing our next podcasting on health and recovery. A lot of us go to the gym, and a lot of us have formed huge support systems of people in recovery at the gym and changed our diet as well. So stay tuned for those upcoming podcasts. And in the meantime, we will still keep having people's stories on this podcast as well. So thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.